Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline here is Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. What's happening, Ray?
Does that Russian guy still own the Nets?
No, he sold the team.
Yeah, who owns that? Maybe they're looking at highlights from 2 years ago.
Harden doesn't look so good right now. He doesn't look so good.
I would describe him in the game, if I were the analyst, as he's lumbering out there.
Lumbering. That's kind of a soft landing.
That's a tough term. Lumbering is so respectful for like slow, heavy. It's a backhanded like shot. Like yeah, the guy lumbering up the ice. Basically, he's like slow. Like Ray, our buddy Pat Flatley used to lumber around the ice.
Yeah, I used to ask Flats because remember he had those two knee braces noodles that looked like they were built in 1947.
Forrest Gump, yes.
And I used to ask him if he had them tied together. And he would just give it he'd of course go to my height right away. But I'm like, Flats, you're just supposed to keep one on each knee. Don't put them together. I got enough issues, man.
Yeah. Lumbering is a great term. I got to mix that in. I'm going to use that at some point. It's a perfect explanation of him, especially in warm-up. Like, I don't think he cares about warm-up much anyway. But when you're decked out and what he was decked out, a couple layups and I'm out. It's just an outstanding...
It was the color, too. Like, some colors are unflattering. That light baby blue, that tight tuck, it was just awful. If it was like a dark black where it kind of hides the fat, you're fine. But that light blue tracksuit was awful on him.
What I'm looking forward to, too, is that when he gets in, and you know how the guys, they take the bottom of their jersey and kind of wipe the sweat off?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What are the chances he's going to flip that thing up, flip the tarp up to dab his brow? I don't think very good.
He'll buy wrist guards before that happens.
Yeah, daggers at the towel boy. You be ready. When I call your name, you fire one right at me. I'll catch it, and I'll use it.
$40 million, that'll go quick for 2 years.
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah. It's only $40+ million with a player option year three for $40+, which he's going to pick up. If he's on the back, which he is, he's on the back end of his career anyway. Imagine he's just a disaster in 2 years, and he's going to pick up his player option. So he's probably.
Can you tell them now, Hayes? Can you tell them now for 3 years from now? Yeah, I'm going to pick that up.
Yeah, pretty much lock that in. Thanks for acquiring me. This is great, but I'm here for a while. So set up shop because the kid's in town. That's pretty wild news, and that's going to create a big buzz, clearly in the States and in the sports world. Maybe not ideal for the NHL when they're trying to launch a new season and probably catch a little bit of buzz themselves, but they're going to get it all exclusively up here tonight. And two all-Canadian matchups, Leafs-Habs. And I think it's a real opportunity for this rivalry to come to life. You know, it hasn't really been there. It's such a long-standing rivalry, and it's, I think, the number one rivalry. It always has been, always will be, just because they're original six teams, English, French, the two biggest cities in the country. I mean, there's such history there. But I think what we've been waiting for, Ray, is for both of them to be on the same page at the same time, and I think the expectation is the Leafs will make the playoffs, the Habs will make the playoffs, and maybe they meet in the playoffs for the first time since the late 70s. And if you get there, I mean, the odds would tell you there's a pretty good chance they're going to meet. So this could really be an opportunity, I think, over the next 4 or 5 months, 10 games in the regular season, maybe a best-of-7 come playoff time, for Toronto-Montreal to truly come alive.
We always felt like we were the Rangers' biggest rivalry when we were with the Islanders. They never even thought about us because they were way better. Yeah. Unless you're the same, it's not really a thing. Like when the Islanders, for example, and the Rangers were like bitter rivals back, like when the Islanders started to win the Cups, it was because they were both good at the same time. And I think that's probably what you mean, right, Brian? Like,
yep.
you got to both be good. If you're both crappy, nobody cares. If one's really good and they mop the floor with the other guys, that's no good. But now you said off the top, I'm going to fine you every time you say an all-Canadian matchup because that's all we
that's
got.
That's a good point. That's all we have. I didn't even think that. It wasn't even intentional. It was just a natural reaction. And, yeah, I got to stop it. You can't do it. It's every single night.
So now it's like we're all going to be focused in. And if if somebody gets 7-3 on the other team, you know, in the 10 games, that's a determining factor because the points all are in. They all stay in the division, right? All the points stay. So I think it's going to be really, really good to watch. I mean, Montreal, Toronto, and Calgary and Edmonton, for me, are the two easy ones that jump right off the page.
Yeah, I my only thing, and we had some props before you came on, Ray, and they're great numbers because, you know, Hayes is a degenerate when it comes to picking the perfect number. So, you know, we're talking about Matthews goals and Marner's points. My only concern about all of these guys nailing it out of the park with points, and that's even McDavid and Draisaitl and that, is there's not you're not playing Detroit. You're not playing teams that are in the traditional rebuild where, you know, it should be if you play them four times, maybe three times, you get a six spot on them. There's still going to be lots of goals. Don't get me wrong. And all of those players I just mentioned are going to get a ton of points. But I think it's going to be tougher to get those points because there might be, once systems settle down, once, you know, coaches get a hold of everything, these games are going to be 3-2, 4-3, 3-1 with an empty netter, like that type of stuff where, you know, we would think maybe on, you know, I don't know, a handful of games, was it 15 games in an 82-game season where you're playing weaker teams and it is kind of point night. I've been thinking about that.
Is there a defensive stalwart up here, though? Like, I agree with what you're saying. I just wonder, on the flip side, you're also not going into St. Louis on a back-to-back.
Right,
thinking,
right.
We're going to get 12 shots tonight.
You right. Know, like, but the other, yeah, you're right.
One other thing to throw in here is guys are going to be, at some point here, guys are going to get worn out for a stretch. And, you know, I that's not going to help their points either. You know, like, you just get worn out and the games turn into a bit of, like, punting.
Mush.
Yeah. You just, like, kick it back and forth up and down the ice. And, like, I don't know. I don't think there's going to be crazy offensive numbers this year. I think you can probably look at, you know, whatever the normal points per game. Like, I don't think it's going to change that much. What will change, of course, is, like, you know, I think you've kind of hit the nail there, Noodles, is you're not going to get any crappy teams. Everybody I know has picked Ottawa to finish seventh. They're going to have a big say in the placement of this division because I think they'll end up with enough points to be a real pain in the rear end for the teams in front of them.
I agree.
Wow. Yeah. And what if you start, like, what if they have that one team where they go, I don't know, 6-4, 7-3? Like, what?
Yeah.
You just talked about it. Like, you know, if you can consistently go 7-3 against a team, you know, all of these teams, then you're in great shape. But there's going to be that one team that kind of has your number or gets you in a stretch. Like, Hayes, you pointed out yesterday that Ottawa plays Calgary, what, 6 or 7 games in, like, a 3-week span?
Yeah.
Like, what if that 3-week span just doesn't go well for Calgary? Like,
and
Ottawa, and Matt Murray's on his head, and, you know, and Brady Tkachuk is underneath the skin. Like, and all of a sudden, you know, Calgary or Ottawa gets 4 of those 6 games.
Hayes, you tweeted about it today. Is it possible for one team to take every game off one of the other teams this year?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody would have beat us in Atlanta 10 straight times.
I don't know. Let's not get crazy here.
No, I agree.
We would have won one. I'm not saying we would have won two.
Ray, like, I'm not kidding. I don't think I ever lost a game in Atlanta. Like Atlanta home game. I don't think I ever played there and lost a game.
I wasn't exactly
on the Flyers or the Edmonton Oilers in the 80s. I don't remember losing in that building.
We won one game, I remember, against Toronto, and it was on Boxing Day. And those guys had to fly down in the morning because you couldn't travel on Christmas night. And it looked like they had their Christmas dinner on the plane. Like, they were so bad. And that's the only time I remember beating them in our building. But I'm thinking we would have won one.
It's not a smart bet,
you'd make it, Hayes. You'd put fish and eggs on it.
Oh, I would. Like, whoever Detroit's playing, like, is Tampa playing in Detroit? I think they are. Like, you're telling me Tampa couldn't beat Detroit 9 times? I think they could. I'm not going to guarantee it, but, like, I don't think anyone's getting Ottawa 9 times or 10
no,
times.
No,
like, that's not going to happen. And the more I look and think of Ottawa and think of history, I think I need to snap out of it. Like, I was so certain Vegas would be dead last. They went to the Cup final their first year. I was so certain. Remember Colorado had that horrendous year, and I'm like, they'll be awful
points.
For years. The next year,
points.
They were a playoff team, I believe.
Yeah.
Like, it can't, I don't think Ottawa is going to be a playoff team, but the more I look at the additions they've made, Stutzel might win Rookie of the Year. He's that good. Like, maybe you're like, maybe I need to tone it down.
That's what I
with
said
Ottawa.
Yesterday. Like, it seems like most organizations, they're usually, I find, two or three transactions away from turning it around. You throw in a draft pick, which you hit on, and then a goaltender in an important position. They get Matt Murray. He's got to be really good. But they've got, like, seven transactions. So why is everybody... Well, I guess it's because the quality of the other teams. They're still picking
that's
the dead
what it
last.
Is. That's what it is. And, Ray, I don't know how deep you are into your research, but I've just looked, you know, I focused on the Canadian division, started looking at teams. You're like, oh, I forgot that guy's there. And, well, this guy's playing on the fourth line. Didn't read much about that and all. Like, that's why it's so amazing about this Canadian division, because you could literally make an argument for six teams, but I could make an argument of Ottawa getting points off of any one of these teams in Canada.
I wouldn't be shocked if they weren't dead last in the division. Like,
well,
I would be shocked if they made the playoffs, but if a team, it doesn't matter who it is, you know, suffers injuries, goalie goes south, and Ottawa picks up a couple of points here or there, I wouldn't be shocked if they didn't finish seventh.
So look at how easy it could go off the rails. So Vancouver opens up tonight in Edmonton. Jamie Benn tests positive, then he tests negative, then he tests positive, or Jordy Benn. Positive, negative, positive, negative. He's considered positive. He's out. JT Miller was living at his house. He's a close contact. He's out. So they lose one of the best forwards last year in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And now they got to play for, you know, I don't even, I'm not even really
quite
clear. There's it could be 10 days or something or other. But, like, just think of that. They're going to play four games. Right, that's 8 points. Like, now their top six includes, I think, Jake Virtanen playing on the left wing and Nils Höglander playing his first NHL game. Like, who knows how it's going to go? And that's going to be that way. As much as we try to predict this all year, there's going to be stuff like this that's going to happen. And a team that looks really good in 2 days with a couple of positive tests is going to look crappy for the next 2 weeks. And it's going to happen for sure. It's going to happen to most teams.
It scares me because I looked at Denver in the NFL and you had the wide receiver as quarterback. Like, if these goalies, like, is there a chance, like, you know, we haven't even done a Jerry's that maybe Arundel gets time for the Maple Leafs.
Right. Yeah.
Now, what would have to happen? Like, and again, I'm not wishing anything. I'm just talking about the Leafs. But if a goaltender pulls the groin and he's out for 2 to 4, 4 to 6, the season's only 17 weeks long. Like, it, and any type of injury or COVID or anything can throw a wrench into anything. And I like the depth of the position for the Toronto Maple Leafs, having Dell and Hutchinson there. You know, Winnipeg lost Comrie. Like, they've got to dig around for a goaltender because there's a massive drop off between Hellebuck and Larry Brossoit. Like,
who's your third guy, Noodles? I don't even know.
I can't pronounce his name. I know who it is, and I.
He's not that good.
He's not ready.
He's not
Put it that way. He's not ready, and I would argue that Chevy's going to be sniffing around for a goalie very quickly because you're right. If Connor Hellebuyck gets run over by Matthew Tkachuk tomorrow and he's out for any length of time.
Not for a month and COVID pops up, you're
That's what I'm telling you.
Like,
and in a traditional world, I know we're looking at how teams look on paper and how it should play out. This isn't the traditional world. This isn't what we're seeing. Is all hell's going to break loose tonight.
It probably will. Yeah,
and I have no idea how it's going to unfold.
Noodles,
yeah.
I will give you a goalie update, Noodles and Ray. Freddie Francesz has one of the better masks in the NHL.
Your guy.
Yes, Noodles guy. Freddie Francesz has a tribute to Peter Forsberg, Joe Sakic, and the Stastny brothers on the retro Nordiques mask.
Well, great.
It's sick.
It is. But you know what? I was interviewed today talking about Joe Sakic, and I said, if he doesn't go and get a goalie by the deadline, then that's shame on him that he didn't learn from last year because his head looked like it was going to explode when they went up 4-3 with 4 minutes left in that final game, and Michael Hutchinson gave up a goal 7 seconds later.
He just had all offseason. He decided not to do it.
And who would be available for him to say, this guy's going to put me over the edge?
It's a flower, isn't it? I mean,
well, it might be at the deadline. That's what I'm saying. You can go and get somebody. There might be, as we just talked about, a team that falls off a cliff, and they've got a goalie on an expiring contract who's got a ton of experience in the playoffs that you can grab at the deadline.
Don't forget this year, Noodles, as well. Whatever teams are going to acquire, particularly in goal, leads into the expansion draft in the summer.
Right.
And so you're looking at, okay, I want to add a goalie. I want to add one with an expiring contract because I don't want to give up a bunch of assets and then have to expose somebody. Right? Like, it's, man, there's the expansion complication added into the world of today makes this, man, it's a pretty iffy time to be making big decisions. I mean, yeah. Like, I don't know how you do it because I guess you're going to have to wait to get near the deadline, like you say, and go, okay, how good are we? Like,
right.
If we have a good guy, can we go somewhere? Because they can't do what they did last year.
No, and
they're too good.
It might be just, you know, in Detroit, like look at Grice or somebody, just another NHL body that could give you playoff games because the guy has experience. I'm just throwing names out. And I actually should, I was corrected here, Mikhail Burden. That's why I was been butchering his name. It's Berdan or Bird, a Russian goaltender, 22 years old. That's the third goalie for Winnipeg. So,
they probably don't want him sitting there on the taxi squad either, sitting around collecting dust.
No.
They probably
not
want
ideal.
Him playing once they get going, right?
Yeah, they got to grab somebody for sure.
In terms of the guys going tonight, who has more pressure this season, Freddie Anderson or Carey Price?
Freddie Anderson.
Freddie's on an expiring contract.
10.5 like sheets in Montreal. That's a lot of pressure, I would think, on Carey, too.
He's had it all the time. I don't know. I'm not saying it affects one guy like Price more than Anderson or Anderson more than Price. I just view it like it seems like the door is wide open for the Maple Leafs this year. And that puts a lot of pressure on that position.
Yep. And like you said, he's a free agent. He's looking for security, too.
He's playing for his career because if it goes well, then he signs an extension here or somebody signs him as a highly touted UFA. If it doesn't go well, we see how things happen sometimes, especially leaving, you know, this market. Like, your star doesn't shine as bright, right? Like,
you get dragged a little bit more.
Dragged a little bit.
Toronto.
Well, he's under the microscope here, and you earn that. But the point being is, if it doesn't go well, then you're going to go, well, here's a track record. Game seven.
Can you picture a scenario where they sign him to an extension during the regular season, before the playoffs?
I would, personally.
But what if he blows up in the playoffs again?
You would or would not?
No. I would. I personally would sign him to an extension because I think he's a goaltender that can give you 60 games in the regular season. He's a durable guy. He's not 35 years old. And he, at worst case scenario, if it doesn't work out, he could be a trade piece. Because we're seeing right now how many great there are teams that are looking for goaltenders left and right. And expansion's coming around the corner. And, you know, you could
That's
argue
why
that.
I wouldn't sign him.
But
right there, Noodles. I wouldn't sign him now. If you're sure you want to sign him after the expansion draft. Because if you sign him, then you got to expose Campbell, right? Or you got to expose somebody.
Right.
Bell's on a one-year deal, is he not?
Yeah, but I would argue that if I was choosing just right now from Canada, I'd choose Braden Holtby and Jake Allen as my two goaltenders for Seattle.
Yeah, so you think would be exposed.
If Demko ends up pushing through and Carey Price isn't going anywhere, Jake Allen just signed a two-year extension, I believe. Like, that's not a bad tandem to start a – and that's just off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, if Freddie was on term, you know, the flower – like, there's going to be some good goalies available next year. But I guess my point is I would have no problem with him on an extension because I think he would be a tradable piece if you wanted to move
away
from
him. And that's probably wise management. I can't disagree with that logic, but it would almost seem inconsistent with the message they're sending. Like, it's all about winning. It's all about the playoffs. And he's got to prove himself in the playoffs. And if you hook
that's
him up
that
before
matters.
He gets there and then he blows up again, you're like, how do you explain that? You know, it's – That said, if he goes on a run, then you're going to have to pay him even more. you know, right. Or he'd be like, all right, I'm out of here. You know, I just won you three rounds or whatever, two rounds, and you didn't want to pay me in the season, so I'm leaving. That's, I mean, that's how it gets dicey. I get it with management. It's not an easy call, for sure. I just, like, I have faith in Freddie Anderson during the regular season. I have for 4 years, and I have faith that he'll perform during the regular season this year. It's just the hyper-focused moments, biggest games, playoffs, hasn't worked out for him that well.
Right.
And that's the debate. Anyway, we'll see. It all starts tonight, and Johnny sent me a text with a really good point. Like, if you're making future bets on MVPs, McDavid's going to get him anyway, but he's had COVID. He's not going out with COVID. Matthews had COVID. Like, they're not missing 2 weeks.
No,
like,
you're
they're
right.
They're playing. You know, and Johnny just said maybe Dallas for a future to win the Cup. Their whole team has got COVID right now.
It's a
when
great
they come
point.
Back, they're not going to get hit again, would presume.
And think of the guys that there are, I wouldn't speak of it, but I know of other players that have had COVID. It's just never been public.
Right. They're not going anywhere.
Exactly. By the way, if you want to quiz yourself,
don't say that word.
Take a look at Dallas's lines and see if you can get the guys' first names.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. I mean, they have got... they got a bunch of guys. I'm like, I don't know that guy. I don't know that guy. I mean, they're all young kids, right? As they try to get everybody back healthy. But it's like, I looked at the, I was going through the game lineups and or practice lineups, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know who any of these guys are. I really got to get to work. And then I'm like, oh man, they've got, you know, 10 guys or 8 guys with COVID. So it's going to be a lot of that, I think, too.
I think you're probably right. Well, we got games tonight, and then it gets started. I think you're traveling tomorrow, so we'll catch up Friday at 5:05.
Yeah, we'll be in Ottawa, so it's one of my 4 trips this year. But, be in Ottawa for the Sens and the Leafs.
Beautiful.
Look forward to seeing it. Look forward to tonight. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yep. Enjoy it, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
See you guys.
There he is, Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. You can buy or lease online as well at mapletoyota.com and get rates from as low as 0%. So get to mapletoyota.com.